Our pledge of the week wrapping up today is Mrs. Cool's class. She has a cool class, third graders at Chester Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't forget, your classroom can be featured as a classroom pledge of the week. All you got to do is send us your pledge, recorded on your phone. Super simple. Pledge at jnkevin.com. News now brought to you by the Wheatland Bank, Steve.
All right. So I would say everybody here is a fan of dogs.
Yes.
Correct?
I think, Warren, do you have a dog right now?
Yes.
Okay. And Monty, you have three, you said?
Yeah, we got three dogs.
Three dogs. Bruce, no dog, but
nope.
You like dogs?
I like dogs.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah, you're right, Steve. Everybody's a fan.
Okay, and lots of people like dogs.
Sure.
But do you like your dog this much? That is the question.
I'm going to guess no.
Nope. I'm going to tell you right now.
I mean, if I had to go out on a limb.
If it involves, like, doggy clothing and stuff like that, no.
All right, well, Louis Vuitton.
There you go.
They are selling, well, let me tell you a couple things that they're selling as part of their new pet line. $2,200 dog bowl.
Oh, yeah.
$470 poop bag holder.
Oh, man, gotta get one of those.
Yeah.
And this is the real thing. They are selling a $60,000 dog house.
Wow.
Whoa. 60 grand.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
I'll take an excavator for
right. And save money on it. Yeah.
The whole thing is covered in the tan and brown Louis Vuitton pattern.
Sure, yeah.
And, that's used on their purses.
Uh-huh.
And it's technically a kennel, so an indoor doghouse. And if you left it outside, you'd ruin the cowhide leather trim and monogram-coated canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So just a heads up there in case you're interested
so
in buying
less
it.
Less utility for more money. That's great.
You also probably don't have to sell too many of those to really make a good profit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one.
One.
Yeah.
So yay or nay on the $60,000 dog house?
I think no, probably.
Maybe think about it, no.
Yeah.
No. Maybe a skid steer excavator.
Yeah. No, a lot of things you can get for 60 grand.
I mean, it's true. But
new car.
It sounds very nice, though, does it not?
No clothes. No. No clothes for your dogs at all, Monty?
Even
like in the world cold, you don't have like a little sweater you put on your little wiener dogs?
Throw a blanket around them. Say, good luck, kids.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we got one. Well, we've had it in the past, but they didn't. I mean.
They don't like it?
They don't like it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's the point?
My son sent a picture to our Fam Bam group, or just so all the kids and my wife and I. They have a little dog, and it had a raincoat on the other day when it was raining.
Really?
And I'm like, you should talk to your girlfriend. Know that that's necessary.
Yeah.
Dog didn't look like it was that exciting either.
Probably
not. Yeah.
We do keep a towel right inside the door for when Dolly comes in.
Sure, you
so
dry her off.
Dryer. Yeah.
And that's more for your benefit, not the dog's.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
she doesn't care.
Right, exactly. Let me roll around in the mud. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
So no one, sorry about the dog clothing, Steve. I think we're going to do a hard pass in this group.
The doghouse.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd be in the doghouse.
Mm. Yeah.
Story number two.
It's fair.
Is it?
I wonder how many people are going to buy that.
Zero, I'm imagining.
there'll be people.
Yeah. Well, they might be, yeah.
Maybe a couple. Like you said, make some profit.
Right. One and done.
The 2024 Egg Fair in Mexico happened recently.
So exciting.
It is.
I'm in.
And they broke a world record when that was happening.
For
the most amount of people who participated in a race while balancing eggs on spoons. Have you ever done that before?
Is that the one where you put the spoon in your mouth?
Yeah.
And then you have to run down the course? Oh, I think I've seen it, but I don't think I've ever done it.
You've never done that, huh?
I haven't seen the mouth version. I've seen the carry.
Oh, they just have to carry it?
Yeah.
I actually don't know if that it's just
safer.
Carry or if it's in your mouth or what.
It does sound safer, Bruce. I feel like running with a spoon in your mouth.
Yeah.
I think we were told no to that a lot.
Yeah,
it was scissors, like it. Jay.
Yeah. Did you do any of the egg toss as a kid?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. At the fair or anything, Bruce?
Somewhere we did one once.
Like at school or something?
Yeah,
or
school
fair. Yeah.
I think it was at school, yeah.
Yeah. God, those were the days. That was real recess, guys.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. What are we doing today? Egg toss.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. So this was egg on the spoon. I'm not sure if it was in their mouth or just like holding out.
I might have made that up.
I've seen it done both ways.
Yeah.
You know, both are cool. 100 meters, 328 feet, bouncing eggs on the spoons. And 2,039 people were able to do this without violating any rules.
I'm looking at it right now. They've got the spoon in their mouth.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I've seen it. You know,
very dangerous. Yeah. It even says this right now. Do not attempt. Oh, this guy is sprinting. Holy smokes.
Oh, it's a race, Jay.
Yeah. I didn't realize he could go that fast. 100 meters in 21 seconds, it says, for the Guinness Book of World Records without dropping the egg.
That is impressive, isn't it?
it's pretty impressive. Yeah. Bruce, could you do 21 seconds without carrying an egg?
No,
probably not. Warren, can you go under 21 seconds for a 100 meter dash?
I'd probably not.
No.
Monty? I'd try it, but.
Probably no. We have everybody with a no in this studio. Steve?
21 seconds. I don't know. That seems quick, doesn't it?
I mean, 100 meters.
Based on the last game we played, that's not very long at all.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems pretty fast.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, I realize this world record fast is like, what is it, 9 seconds?
Oh, well, then I can do it.
That's exactly. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How does that song go?
Hello.
One.
Three, two, one.
Two, three, two, four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord.
Kevin James.
Who is that, Bruce?
That is She Boozy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
She Boozy. Love me some She Boozy. You know, people sometimes will ask us, especially when the Friday crew's around, you're like, well, what do you guys do? Like when the music is playing and the commercials are on and stuff. We do a lot of stuff that normal people do. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about families. We'll talk about, you know, the weather. We'll talk about what we're doing for the weekend. Just normal stuff. And then sometimes there's Warren. Warren has a bit of a focus problem. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
No, never. Every show.
They said when I was in school that I just wasn't paying attention.
Right.
I think now they label that as ADD.
That could
attention
could be.
Deficit disorder.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, I realize... What are you doing right now?
Well, these napkins were all mixed up and it bugs me, so I'm getting them in tears.
So organizing the napkins. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am.
And right before that, what did you do?
I was tearing a pen apart.
Why?
Well, because it has a little flashlight in the end, and I was trying to figure out how to make that flashlight
Is it
work.
Your pen?
No, it was the studio's pen.
And it's now in the garbage. Because why?
Because I tore it apart and can't get it back together.
Well, you should have just kept it. Now it would have kept you busy.
Am I related to Kevin James?
it seems as though there might be a fidgeting thing
we
going
both
on.
Have this, we both have the same middle name.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, you know, that's what happens here in the studio. And Bruce just looks at him like, what are you doing now?
He's so used to it that he just doesn't even think about it.
Yeah. How many do you have your, what is that called? Screen time. You know, every week you get a notification of screen time.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I thought there was someone.
Something else?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know what your screen time
I
usage
can't remember.
Is?
3 hours or something like that?
Oh, it seems like it'd be more.
Sometimes five.
Okay. Now you're just making up numbers. what do you do on your phone?
In the evenings when we're watching television.
Yes, you're not a real... You're not a sit-down, don't touch anything, just look at the TV guy. You are multitasking with television.
Yeah, I do.
I think that might be more common than most people think.
And basically what I'm on is Facebook Marketplace, Monty.
Oh, you're not looking for anything in particular, just deals.
No, just looking. Yeah. It's just fun, I think.
Monty, when you watch TV, are you on your phone?
Just depends on my mood. Okay. Most of the time, no.
Because you're going to watch what you're watching.
You got important calls, though.
Not at night. He doesn't do important calls at night. Warren.
Sorry.
Shut her down. You know,
shut her down.
Bruce, you're probably on your phone while you're watching this old house or whatever it is.
Not on my phone. I have a laptop and I peruse through it.
Is it a tablet or a laptop?
I don't know.
Is it like an iPad or does it have a keyboard?
Does it have a keyboard?
God dang it. Yeah, it's got a keyboard.
Okay, it's a laptop.
Bruce, like, these dumb words are all the same to me. It's a screen.
It's got a little TV set on it there. So.
Which is not inaccurate.
So you'll sit, watch TV, but you'll have your laptop open to... Yeah.
Well, I have to look at my emails because I do get a few emails.
Okay, yeah, like VFW, you're an important person.
A bunch of them things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go to Craigslist and look at stuff.
Yeah.
I never buy anything, but I always look.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the fact that you're not looking for anything in particular, and you're not going to buy anything.
No.
But it sure is fun to see. Boy, that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah,
hey, Warren, you need to show them how to use Marketplace.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game changer.
Oh, yeah, Bruce, if you're not on Facebook Marketplace...
Oh, yeah, show me that.
Yeah, it takes Craigslist to a whole new level.
I saw the other day there was like a 1999 Ford F-150 on there for a dollar.
What?
Oh, that's not true. I'm just going to tell you right now it's not true.
Well,
it was either parting out or best offer.
Sometimes they do a little scam on those.
Oh,
yeah.
Scams.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah. Well,
what's been coming up for me is the Ford Rangers, you know, because I wrecked my Ranger. I hit the deer.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And so they catch my eye. And
Search it once, though, and you're going to get a bunch of them.
Well, I know, and I have.
Got to be careful. All right, guys, let's play a little round.
Would you rather?
Steve, hit me with one of these would you rathers.
Okay. Would you rather everything you doodled become real or be able to read people's minds?
Oh, everything you doodled become real. I just doodle money.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be great.
That's a tough one.
Although it's not real money then. It's
what?
You wouldn't be able to use it.
Boo on your boo.
Oh,
boo on your would you rather. Boo. Ruined it with your rules. Which one would you do, Warren? Would you rather?
I'd like to read people's minds.
Really? I feel like that's a slippery slope.
I know, and it's, remember the one movie where he starts reading, and he can't, I mean, it's everywhere, and he can't even think.
What women want,
so
I think, was it.
So that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, that's a slippery one.
There's no way I would do that.
Yeah, you don't want that?
I don't want to know what it would be.
You'd rather doodle and have it, you know, I drew a horse.
I would, I'd get a lot of trees out of the deal.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I doodle a lot of, like... Whatever.
Are you a doodler in general?
Not generally.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. Bruce, you don't doodle, do you?
I'm just here.
We're at a counter. There's a piece of paper there. These guys, when they come in just to pull the curtain back a little bit, they get a piece of paper and a pen.
Yeah.
I don't know why it ended up like that, but for some reason, it's like they walk in and they get a pen and a piece of paper like a kindergartner.
I've been making a shopping list.
Well, because here's what, and I don't typically, unless we have a game that's coming.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And ABC... First to three
you gotta
is
have
definitely
the alphabet.
Required
yeah,
to have
it. You gotta have it.
You made them sound like we give them paper and pen. It's like, what?
Here's some chalk. There's
it's like
the chalkboard.
4 year olds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bruce, would you rather have everything you doodle become real or read people's minds?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't be a mind reader.
Mind reader?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, again, it would be kind of good because there are times where you're I just wish I knew what that person was actually thinking.
That's right.
But especially back in high school would have been really nice.
Yeah, again, be careful.
But never mind that, I know.
Would you rather?
All right, Steve.
Would you rather have a water fight or a food fight?
Ooh.
What do you think, Bruce?
Food.
Food fight.
Yeah, I think we're going to do food.
Kind of more fun, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I mean, super messy, obviously.
Yes. But, oh, yeah. But, splatter.
What do you think, Monty?
Food fight!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That hurt, didn't it, Monty?
Nope.
Did you guys ever have one of those in school, breakout in the lunchroom?
Mm-mm. Never
we had,
did.
We had one in high school, breakout in the lunchroom.
Really?
It was insane.
We did, too.
Yeah, and I think, I don't remember all the details, but I'm sure it was planned. You know, it was one of those, hey... At 12:14, everybody just take your tray and start throwing it. And it was not great because I remember every single person got in trouble. And that was before cameras. But like, so they just disciplined the entire lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was your dad the principal then?
Not at that school.
Oh, good.
Well, I didn't go to school where my dad was the principal for a reason.
Martha, did you see that little Daniels boy?
Yeah, there would have been a lot of that. Except for my dad, all the principals knew each other and were friends.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was just like having your dad as a principal. Because they'd go by and they'd say, oh, tell your dad I said hi. And my classmates would be like, why are they telling you to tell your dad? Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm going to go with food fight. Warren, what are you going with?
I'd go food fight. I've never done one.
What are you going for, Bruce?
Food fight.
Food fight. Everybody's a food fight. Yeah, yeah. More fun than a water fight. You can have those at home with your neighbors.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Let's do one more. Fire hose.
Oh, that's not how you do those?
We used to do that as kids. You know, you'd get the water balloons. Mom would be, all right, we're going to do a water balloon fight. And then somebody gets mad. The next thing you know, they're running for the hose. And you're like, I'll get you.
Yeah.
A lot of anger there.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, one more.
Pressure washer.
Takes the skin right off.
Oh, boy.
What about the... that's a Tureski boy
water towel. Yeah, yeah, it truly is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good.
Okay, how about this one? Would you rather shout all the time or only be able to whisper?
Wow. Again, now, Monty, you're a shouter. You have a very loud voice that carries, but you're also kind of a mumbler. So you, which one are you there?
There you go with the shout, Jay!
Yeah, figured that, yeah. Yeah. Bruce?
Sure did. I probably have to shout.
You shout? Yes, whoa, I'd really like to see that nonstop. Mm-hmm. Warren?
Well, I don't like to whisper.
You don't like to whisper?
So I think I'd shout!
Really, yeah.
My voice is almost a shout anyway.
It kind of is. I was gonna talk to you about that.
Yeah. My youngest daughter and myself, we have a
you're
really
loud talkers?
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever been brought to your attention?
Oh, many times. Probably by you.
Yeah, no. I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
I might go whisper. I might go whisper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to shout over top of you guys.
Didn't you once tell us that whispering is not good for your throat?
Right. If you have a sore throat, you're not supposed to whisper. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, makes it worse. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Yeah. Yeah. Steve-O, I forgot to ask you, all yours, whisper or shout?
Oh, whisper. Yeah.
Shocker. Water fight or food fight?
Food fight.
And then read people's minds or everything you doodle becomes real?
Ooh, I like the doodle thing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fun.
What would be the first thing you would doodle?
Well, money, I think.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
When going grocery shopping, do you ever say, I'm going grocery store shopping?
Kevin James.
I do not.
No. Monty?
No.
You're going grocery store shopping.
No, I'm just going to the store.
Oh. So you're normal.
Okay. Yes. Grocery shopping? Do you ever say grocery shopping?
Typically, yeah. No. I just go to the store.
Yeah. I don't say it. My wife says it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. Let's take caller 7 right now. 509-441-0999. 509-441-0999.
Do what?
410-999. Oh, that was very good. Try it again, Warren.
509-4... Yeah. 509-441-0999.
It's not bad.
Closer.
Hey, just one little... hiccup in the middle
there. Yeah.
You want to try say it fast, Bruce?
No.
It's a fair answer. What's he call her 7?
Niner, Niner, Niner.
Thank you. There you go. You got it, Monty. Well done. All right, we're going to see if we can give away some money. I know that it's more than $768. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
All right.
A nice way to go into a weekend. Alyssa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm ready for a weekend. What's the big plans for the weekend? Anything for you?
Well, we're toying with the idea of taking my son to the monster truck, but, you know, it's more fun for him than it is for us.
Yeah. Has he ever been before?
No, my husband has, and I have not.
Boy, you got out of that deal, huh?
I did. Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun. Yeah, bring the ear protection. It's loud in there. Well, let's see if we get you some money for the weekend. It's time to play, and we know that it's more than $768.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Alyssa, what is it you think the jackpot value is this particular time?
I'm going to say 801.
801. Let's keep our fingers crossed for 801.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
Again, we're looking for $801. Let's see what it is.
$799.
Oh, oh man. $2.
Dang it. Oh, wow.
Man.
That was a great guess, Alyssa. Sorry about that, but thank you so much for playing. We're going to play again at 9:30, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great Friday.
You do the same.
That is crazy.
Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right, well, we know it's going to be more than $799 when we play at 8:30. It'll be your chance to win that money. What amount of money to win, Bruce, would get you excited? Like, is there a dollar figure where you're like, I would be excited at X
real
amount.
Excited be $1,000.
$1,000. That gets you. Would you play a game for $1,000? In other words, somebody's like, oh, call now. Would you? I know you're not the kind of person who normally calls a radio station.
Right.
Because you work at a radio station. Yes. Temporarily, yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't mind calling in.
For $1,000.
Yeah.
All you got to do is make a phone call.
Right.
Yeah. What amount of money gets you excited, Warren?
$500.
$500 to win. Mm-hmm. Monty?
$1.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to go with $500. That would get me.
It is kind of weird how there seems to be a threshold that gets you more, it piques your interest at least. Like, yeah. And what, yeah. I feel like there's an amount of money that feels like it's unbelievable, too. Like, you know, people go, oh, it'd be like to win $1 million. Yeah, but nobody wins $1 million. And then you hear somebody does, but you never think it's going to be you.
Now, right. With the ease of this game.
Yeah, it's super easy.
I would call in every opportunity, and if you get in, you get in.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
That's from 200, 100.
Right, it's whatever, fair.
It doesn't matter. It's so easy. You just call in and guess.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, for sure. Right.
Well, I mean, Jay interrogates you a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, there's that. You have to pass the Jay.
What are you going
to
do for the weekend?
With Jay test.
Kind of car you drive. I'm so
when's the last time you had an oil change?
Yeah. Does it have full hubcaps?
I'm going to make you guys do the 930 call.
Okay.
You're going to take on a whole new level of stuff.
What are your real estate taxes?
Boy, I'll tell you when we shut the mics off. Yeah.
Who'd you vote for?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did do that one. Really get him going, huh? A little entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Steve, what do you got for us today?
Just that last night, Kelsey Ballerini made her acting debut.
Huh. What was she in?
She was on the show Dr. Odyssey.
Oh, okay. Good show. Yeah.
I've seen previous. Do you watch it?
I have. We're a couple behind right now, but yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh,
so
nice.
Because going on the cruise, we thought it would be fun to watch it.
Okay.
Oh, cool. That's right. He's a doctor on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot that.
Yeah.
So it's a drama, though, is it not?
Or? Kind of a drama, a little bit of comedy in it.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, watch out for Kelsey Ballerini. I mean, it happened last night, but if you're catching up, then
right.
You'll see her later on.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to see what they call it on the Internet Movie Database. Just drama, it says. Yeah. Oh, and there she is right there in the video. The doctor's looking at her. She looks sick. Is she okay? Will she make it? Oh, she's having like convulsions. Oh, she plays a country music singer. Weird.
And apparently a bridezilla.
Oh, no.
Or no.
So it is real life.
Maybe someone else is the bridezilla. I don't know.
Thank you, Bruce, for that little chuckle. I appreciate it. Warren, who's in that show?
The one guy that's on it used to be on.
You'll get there.
Yeah, it was a show where kind of everything was weird all the time.
Twilight Zone?
No, it wasn't Twilight Zone.
Good guess, Monty.
I'll have to look it up. I can't remember. Mm. But he was one of the guys was in that. The main doctor.
The doctor is the guy that was that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Joshua Jackson, does that
mean
anything
about him? Yes.
Is Don Johnson in that one?
Yes, he's the captain.
Oh, I'm the captain now.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's see. Joshua Jackson, Fatal Attraction. He was in that. That's the only one I see that I
recognize. It was a TV show.
Oh, it was a TV show.
Is he in the Mighty Ducks?
That would be weird.
That is
that
the one.
That would be weird all the time.
That is the one that was weird all the time.
I think he was in the Mighty. Wasn't that him?
It could be. The Affair, Warren? That's not that probably doesn't.
Uh-uh.
Know.
Seems like
Dr. Death?
Nope.
That sounds like something you would watch, though.
Yeah.
Doggone it, I can't.
Little Fires Everywhere?
Nope.
That doesn't sound like
it. Could be fires.
I don't know. Yeah. Well,
about a big explosion.
Big explosion, Warren?
Nope.
No. What are you watching besides that? Have you started? Were you a shrinking guy? The television show Shrinking? No?
What?
There's a TV show
called Shrinking.
Oh, no, I haven't been watching that.
Your confused face is wonderful right now.
It is. I'll give you that, Jay.
Thinking, what channel is that on?
Yeah.
I think it might be Prime.
Oh, I don't have Prime.
Oh, okay. Well, you should get it.
You get Amazon packages?
No.
Okay.
That's fair.
Well,
that's fair.
Good question.
Yeah, we have Amazon, like an Amazon account, you mean?
Yeah. Do you get stuff shipped? And
Do
you got free
not very much.
You got free one-day shipping?
I think. I don't know.
Well, if you do, then you have Prime.
Yeah, that's a fair question. I think there are some people who don't realize that if they're a Prime.
Well,
like
Piffle.
You may already have it. You don't even know.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how to tell.
Ask your wife if you have to pay for shipping through Amazon.
Okay.
If you don't have to pay for shipping, then you already have Prime.
Yeah. Huh.
I'll be knowing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. It's a funny show anyway.
Oh.
It's very inappropriate, but it is funny.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. Bruce, are you watching anything on TV?
Well, yeah. I watch Pawn Stars.
Pawn still. Stars. Okay. Yeah. Is that show new still, or are those all reruns? Do we know?
No, I think they're all reruns.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I feel like that's right.
And then there's the car shows, Iron Resurrection.
Oh,
and,
that's a great
okay,
one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and what channels are those on?
The 269.
Yes. And it's going to go with the numbers. Okay.
281.
Okay. On, and you have DirecTV or
Well,
Dish?
They're close by.
I love you, man.
DirecTV
so
or Dish.
So great. The fact that you actually know the number is insane to me.
Well, I do those numbers.
I love that.
That's how he finds it.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Do you have one of those voice-activated remotes, Bruce, at your house?
No, I got to do
that. Those
are
cool.
I got to use the buttons.
No, you got to take buttons anyway. Yes. You know, I just
Heaven
269
forbid.
And 284. Yes, Warren.
I'm not into reality shows, but we've been watching that one where the people are in Australia climbing that mountain. They get divide $1 million up.
Okay.
And if somebody drops out, that money goes away. But if somebody gets voted off, they have to give their money to the people who are still there.
Okay, I got you.
And they're struggling. I mean, they're getting up into the snow and stuff.
Million now. Dollar Island?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think that's what it's called. I'm just not good at this.
Let's see. Million Dollar Island shot in Australia. It's a TV series. You sure that's not the name of it? What channel is it on? 268?
I don't know that one either.
Where are we at?
327?
That's a small block Chevy, but I don't know that one either.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got a quick news story for you, Kevin.
Kevin James.
Go ahead, Monty. Chili and coffee are an interesting combination.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Am I whispering or is your hearing going?
We're discussing something.
Oh, they were deep in it too, Jay. Jay, they were so deep in that. And it was all about the FedEx arrow.
Was it?
That was the conversation. Wow. The arrow in the FedEx logo. Oh,
cool. I've never seen that before.
Yes, you have, Warren. We've shown it to you.
Yeah. What about the Amazon arrow?
What about
have you
that?
Seen that? The prime arrow? That?
Yeah.
About the Indians?
No.
No. No.
Tell me when to stop. I'll tell you when to stop. Let's see here. All right. I'm going to start scrolling. You tell me when to stop. Bruce, you tell me.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Okay, right there.
Screech.
Okay. I've got, I'll text this person back. You just won yourself a beanie. Oh, wait.
Oh, good for them.
Uh-oh.
No.
Hello.
That says it's Maverick from the food drive. Little Maverick donated
that.
Well, he needs a beanie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, Maverick, I'll give you a beanie anyway, because you should get one.
Yeah.
And then I'll give away a bonus beanie, because... bonus beanie. What?
Bonus beanie.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that was nice. All right. Well, we'll give one more away because, you know, he's donated a lot of money. He's great.
Oh, geez, yeah.
He really deserves has. It.
So we'll give away another one. All right. Do you guys want to play a little game here?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
We're going to play catchphrase. You want to go same teams or different teams?
No. We can go same teams.
Same team.
Fine.
All right. I got two things here right there. It's Steve-O Steve. Which one do you, Bruce? Bruce, which
We're
one?
On the same team.
I know. Which one do you want?
Oh. I get to pick. He's the team leader.
Okay. Which one do you
that
want?
One.
This one right here?
Yep, your right hand.
The wiggly
this
one.
That, the right hand.
All right, there it is. All right, who's giving?
Bruce, do you want to give?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, heavens, no.
Bruce, do you want to give? No.
No.
All right, you can pass if you get stuck, if you like passing.
Oh, good.
Remember, you can describe as many things as you want. It doesn't matter, and you can do anything other than give the word.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then, Monty, just say yes so that we know it's correct,
okay,
if you don't mind. Okay. 60
yep.
seconds on the clock.
Same, same 60 seconds?
Yes, sir. Here we go. Three,
hold on,
two.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay, please, calm please. Down.
No,
calm
I just
got to
spread these out because they're stuck together.
Down. That's fair. Yeah, they are stuck together, yeah. All right, whenever you're ready, Monty, I'll start the clock when you give the first clue.
All right, fire in a hole.
Okay.
It's where you park your car at night.
The garage?
Yep. Not apple, but this kind of pie.
Peach, pumpkin.
Little round red berries.
Cherries.
Yep.
Cherry pie.
Oh, son of a gun. This game is called?
Oh, boy.
This game?
Yes. No, the game we're playing.
You have, I can't remember. There's no way he knows that.
Oh.
There's
pass.
No way he knows that.
Who do you believe?
I got to pass on this one. Figgy blank is what it's a type of dessert. Figgy.
Figgy? Big Newtons.
No, chocolate, vanilla. It's a gooey dessert.
Pass.
Oh my goodness. I love you, Bruce.
About six ladies that talk a bunch of
The View.
There.
Was that right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Happy.
There's the Halloween. Buzzer.
No.
We got three and passed on three.
We got zero, Bruce. Thank you.
We didn't go in a hole. Yeah.
What was the figgy stuff?
Figgy pudding.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Oh. I was just bring us some figgy pudding.
Would you have gotten that if I sang it like that? No?
I don't know.
Would you like to give or receive?
I want to give.
All right. Well, sounds fine to me. There you go. There's your cards. The name of the game is Catchphrase, Bruce.
Oh, Catchphrase. Yes. Yeah, I knew that.
As soon as he said it's the name of this game, I'm like, that's a pass. There's no way. All right. We're ready when you are, Warren.
Okay.
Start the clues and I'll start the clock.
When your face gets messy after dinner, you wipe it with a...
napkin.
There's a big animal out in the woods that walks around. He's huge.
Bigfoot?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Kevin used to play the blank in bands and stuff.
Trombone or drums?
Drums.
Yeah.
And you've ran them before.
Marathon?
Yes, sir. Oh, and only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey the Bear.
Yes, sir. And every Tuesday is what? What do you eat on Tuesdays?
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, boy, this is a tough one. The top of the news.
Headline.
It has to do
breaking
with...
breaking news.
Okay, can we pass?
Sure.
Let's pass. He wore a red or a green cap, and he...
Grinch.
He stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
That was...
He had a bow and arrow.
Not Peter Pan. It was Robin Hood.
Yeah. And these are... There's a Mounds bar, but the Mounds bar...
has nuts and coconut. Almond Joy would have been the one. Yeah, sorry about that. Well, looks like we had seven right in one pass. I think that gives us a win. I don't know.
Can we just have Bruce do a couple?
You want Bruce to give clues? Just, it's an all play?
Yeah, just for fun.
I like that. Give Bruce the rest of the cards there, and let's Bruce get to describe
it. He does such a good job.
Four or five, that should be enough to make me laugh.
Okay.
All right, Brewster, what do you got? It's an all play, guys.
There's when they're born, there's two of them.
Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him go. That was easy. Well, well done.
What's that word? Oh. on the radio.
Right.
You guys are on.
Mm-hmm.
You do the thing after the show that comes on again.
Replay? Best of?
Yeah, but
podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, wow. That thing that comes on again. Yeah. I should have gotten that.
Anybody else? One of these things mustache. Under your lip. Mustache.
Oh, mustache. Nice, yeah. Don't give yourself a paper cut there. You almost did.
That's right. You use these to start your car.
Keys.
There you go.
Oh, geez. Monty's just on fire with these. Yeah.
Oh, good. Ooh. Oh, the newspaper has to come out at a certain time.
Morning. Morning paper.
No,
deadline.
Deadline.
There you go. Deadline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And finally, big animal lives in the water. Big mouth. Ooh.
Shark.
Big teeth.
Hippo. Dolphin?
Yeah, hippopotamus.
Okay. I was crocodile. I was going all in on
this. Pantomiming. Big teeth. Ooh. Big teeth. Ooh.
That was fun.
That was
fun. That was fun. Big 99.9.